Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avimor Avimim Orasi. It says in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Parashas Maaseh Velo Sikhu Kofra Lanus Alir Meklato Lashuv Lasheretz Shebes Baretz. You're not allowed to take kofra. You're not allowed to take money, pay off, to run away from the Ir Miklat. To one who ran away to the Ir Miklat, that he should return to dwell in the land. What does this pasuk mean? So Rashi says al pipshuto shel mikra that we were commanded the bal nikach kofer lemisha omed lanu salir miklato. If somebody killed b'shogeg and he's on his way to run away to the ir miklat, v'lo tikhu kofer lanu salir miklato. If somebody's on his way to running to the ir miklat, don't take kofer from him. Don't take a payment that he shouldn't run to the ir miklat. Lefatro michiyuv galus, to pater him from the Chiyuv Galus, to make him absolve from the Chiyuv Galus. Don't take money. He's Chayiv Galus, he has to go to Galus. The Ramban says no, that the Pasuk is telling us that we shouldn't take kofar to somebody who already ran away to the Ir Miklat and now wants to leave. From him we shouldn't take kofar. So we have a machlokas here between Rashi and the Ramban. Who it's talking about? Rashi, somebody who already went to the, who has not yet gone to the Ir Miklat. The Ramban is somebody who already went to the ear miklat. Rabban was masig al perish Rashi, and he said that lo yatzuhu atzorech lomar shelo nikach kofer shelo nesham kla. We don't need a pasuk to tell us that we're not allowed to take a kofer for somebody who hasn't run away there at all. Ki kol horeg nefesh b'shkaga. So we don't need a pasuk for what Rashi says, that if he hasn't gone there yet, we shouldn't take kofar. Because if someone kills b'shkaga, mitchil yafachid migol adam shiloy miseo b'chum levav. If somebody kills b'shogeg, he's going to be afraid of the goal adam, that he shouldn't kill him when his heart is hot, when he's all hot-headed, when he's all angry. Oshiach shed also b'mezid, or suspect he did it b'mezid. Loi dabir b'kofar shiloy nos sham. He's not going to talk about kofar, that he shouldn't run away then, because there's nothing to talk about. He's going to want to run away, because he's afraid of the Gol Adam. But after he already ran away, now we can talk about Kofar, that he's going to go back to his land, and he's not going to remain there all the days until the Kohen Gadol dies. So after he runs away, and he stands before the Eda, and they patter him, now he's not going to be afraid anymore. And now he's going to want to come home sooner. So that's the machlokas Rashi Ramban. Ramban says that they can't be talking like Rashi says about somebody who hasn't yet gone to the Ir Miklat, because the Gol Adam is still really angry. So it must be talking about when he already went to the Ir Miklat, and the Gol Adam has calmed down a little bit. So b'pshuto kavanas HaRambam is that immediately after the Maaser Ritzicha, the Gol Adam is still very angry. And even if Beis Din paters the Rotzeach Michiyuv Galus, nevertheless, the Rotzeach is choshish lenafsho. He's afraid of the Gol Adam because he's so angry. Whenever the Pasuk doesn't have to be Maaser, doesn't have to warn not to take a kofar in such an instance. And the explanation apparently is that all the money won't help, because min hadin, it's mutter for the Gol Adam to kill him. Chorad means that it's mutter for the Gol Adam to kill him when he hasn't yet gone to the Ir Miklat, and therefore all the money's not going to help. But this requires understanding that since he was patered and based in from the Chiyuv Galus, if the din was that kofar was effective, memela, it would be usher for the Gol Adam to kill him even before he goes into the Ir Miklat. So if our understanding of the Ramban is correct, that the mashmos of the Ramban is that the Gol Adam will be pater if he kills him, and therefore the money won't help, the kofar won't help, the question is, why won't the kofar help? If he was patered by the Beis Din and he paid the kofar not to go to the Ir Miklat, why shouldn't the kofar help? So the Chavetzel Hashon in Parashas Maaseh explains as follows, that the Rambam in the fifth parak of Rotzeach Halachates says that if rotzeach b'shkaga shahargo gol adam chutz l'tchum yer maklato pater, shenam v'loim mishpat mavis. So if you have a rotzeach b'shkaga, the gol adam killed him outside the yer mikla, the gol adam is pater because it says v'loim mishpat mavis, he doesn't have a mishpat mavis, he doesn't have the death penalty, the gol adam. But nechnas l'yer maklato v'yatzel chutz l'tchum b'zad, and if he went into the yer mikla and he went out purposely, harayzeh hitir atzmo l'misa v'shus l'gol adam l'hargo. So the he was matir himself l'misa, and the gol adam is just to kill him. If anybody else kills him, they're also not chayiv, as it says, "Ein lo dam." He leaves the yer miklat b'shogeg. Anybody who kills him goes to galus if they kill him b'shogeg. Hargo b'toch tchum yer miklato. I raise an era galus. They kill him when he's inside the yer miklat. Then they're killed. Ad kan midivrei Rambam in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel and Simon Chof Gimel Sif Katan Ches is marich midivrei Rambam. And he says that from the Rambam you see that there are two dinim chalukim that were mischadesh. Number one, before he goes into the yer miklat, the rotzeach is not a gaver ketil, he's not a dead man yet, he's not halachically a dead man yet, and the gol adam is not allowed to kill him. Just if he gets really angry, gets really hot-headed, then and he kills him, he's pater. It's kegeder ones ki yechem levavo. So before he goes into the yer miklat, that's what the Rambam says, pater. He's pater if before he goes in the yer miklat, he's killed by the gol adam. The gol adam is pater. Not that he's allowed to kill him, but he's pater because he was really angry. It's like an onus. However, if the rotzeach already went into the yer miklat and he went left bezadon outside the yer miklat, he becomes a gaver ketila, and therefore the gol adam has a reshus to kill him, and everybody else who kills him is also pater, like the Rambam says. So we see that they're fundamentally different. That the yisod din that the gol adam shahargo kodem shekola pater isn't shayich to the chi of galus of the rotzeach. And even if the rotzeach runs b'chol kochol yer miklato, if the gol adam kills him, he's pater, because the sort of tour of gol adam is like tour onus ki echem levavo amisus karobo. He's really angry, so he has this chamimus halev, and that has nothing to do with the chiv galus of the rotzeach. So if he kills him before he goes to galus, he's pater, but it has nothing to do with the chiv galus of the rotzeach. And without the chovas galus, he'd be pater. However, that biyad gol adam lo harugas rotzeach sheyatzim yer miklato is because the rotzeach became a gaver ketilu when he left the yer miklat. He became like a dead man when he left the yer miklat, and therefore the opinion of the Rambam is that reshus biad gol adam lahargo only if he went out b'mezid and he was matir atzmo l'misa, and therefore the Rambam says that even if someone else kills him, he's not killed, the person who kills him. So the only way he's considered a gaver ketila is if he's mechuyev galus and he went chutz l'yer miklato. But if he's not chayev galus, then there's no chiyev misa that he left the yer miklat. So the din of this person before he goes to the yer miklat is not a b'chlal kashur to this din yer miklat. Just the din of yecham levavo, that the gol adam is going to get angry, so he's pater for killing him. After he goes to the yer miklat, now it's kashur to the yer miklat. He has to stay there. If he leaves purposely, then he's gaver ketila. So what's the din if a rotzeach went into the yer miklat and he left b'shogeg? What's the din there? Rambam says that if he leaves the yer miklat b'shogeg and the gol adam kills him, he's gola. If he kills him by accident, if he kills him on purpose, then he's probably chayiv misa. And what about his original din? What about his original din? That the gol adam is not punished for killing somebody who left the yer miklat, for somebody who killed his relative before he goes to the yer miklat. So the answer is that din doesn't apply anymore. When do we say that the gol adam is completely off the hook? Before he goes to the yer miklat. But after this fellow goes to the yer miklat, if he leaves b'shogeg, the gol adam is not allowed to kill him. If he kills him, he's punished. He has to go himself to the yer miklat. This whole tour of Yechem Levavo is only before he goes to the Yer Miklat. If he leaves on purpose, then he's Chayv Misa, Gavra Ketila. But if he leaves by accident, then he's not allowed to be killed. And now we can understand the Ramban. Because, Kol Ma Shenoisen Rotzeach Kofer, why is the Rotzeach giving Kofer? That the Gol Adam shouldn't kill him. He wants to patter himself from Chiyuv Galus. and Mimela, it'll be usher for the Gol Adam to kill him. But that's all when, after he already went to Golis. Then there's a heter for the Gol Adam to kill him, only because he left the Ermiklin who's Matar Atzma Lamisa. But if he already became Pater Michi of Golis Al Yedei HaKofer, Mimela it's going to be usher for the Gol Adam to kill him. Because the chiyuv of Yotzei Meir Meklato only applies if he wasn't allowed to leave. But if he was allowed to leave, then he wasn't Matir Atzmo Lamisa anymore. So that's all after he already went to the Yer Miklat. So that's why the Ramban says the pasuk is talking about where he already went to the Yer Miklat. So by paying off the money, by paying the kofir, now the Gol Adam is going to be allowed to kill him. But before he goes to Golis, all the kofir won't help him. Because that the Gol Adam can kill him before he goes to Golis, it has nothing to do with his chiyuv Golis. The kofir is to allow him to go home and to be putter from the chiyuv Golis. And the Mela, he's not allowed to be killed. But beforehand, before he goes to Golis, the kofar is not going to help. But it has nothing to do with the chiyuv Golis. Rather, it's because of Yecham Levavo. And even if we say, okay, you gave your kofar, and now you're putter from chiyuv Golis, you don't have to go to Golis. The Gol Adam could still kill him. Because he's a din av yecham levavo, he's putter for killing him. So it's only after he goes to Golis, now the Gol Adam's allowed to kill him because he's chayv Golis and he left. But if he pays off the kofar, if kofar would work, then the Gol Adam would not be allowed to kill him. So that's why the Ramban says the pasuk has to be talking about after he goes to Golis, don't take kofar. Because beforehand, kofar is gornish gehelfen, not going to help at all before Golis. Because the Gol Adam's allowed to kill him din yecham levavo. Shankin, after we already went to Golis, now the kofar is going to help. That's why the pasuk has to say there, don't take kofar. The Ritvan Makas Daf Beis Amar Aleph is mistapik b'din mishem moide shaharg b'shogeg muchayv Golis al piatzma. Somebody admits that he killed b'shogeg. Zichayv Golis al piatzma. He writes, "Eino gola al piatzma." Shere yesh bedaber chiyuv misa im yatzah chutz letchum. Shehargo gola hadam. So he doesn't go to Golis al piatzma because there is a chiyuv misa if he goes chutz letchum that the Gol Adam could kill him, and therefore. Al piatzmo, we can't put him in this matzav where he'll be chayiv misa. So therefore, eino gola al piatzmo. Lepshuto, we have to understand. The Ritva says he's not ne'aman because im yatzim ir meklato, he's going to be chayiv misa. But even before he went to Golis, if the Gol Adam kills him, he's pater. So there's always going to be a tzad misa. Why only im yatzah? So based on what we explain, we could say as follows. That the Gol Adam can kill him before he goes to Golis. We could, in theory, accept his words that he's mechuyav Golis. Because the chiyuv Golis and the heter of Kiyecham Levavo before the Golis aren't Talui Zeh B'Zeh. One has nothing to do with the other. So if we accept his story, that he killed B'Shogeg, So you're right, on one hand, he's being matir himself lemisa, because now the Gol Adam's allowed to kill him. But we could believe him, because the Chiyuv Galus, that he's being mechayiv himself, and the Ki Yecham Levavo, the hot heart of the Gol Adam, are not kashur echad l'sheni. They're not kashur echad l'sheni, as we've been explaining. But Yecham Levavo was even without the Chiyuv Galus. So in theory, we could accept the story that he's Chayiv Galus. But the Chiyuv Misa, after he goes out of the Ur Miklat, that's Shaykh to the Chiyuv Galus. So since we were Makabal that he's Chayiv Galus, and if he goes out, he's Chayiv Misa, he's not Neman Al Piatzmo. So the connection between Chiyuv Galus and Misa is only after he already went to Galus. So therefore, we can't accept the story Mitzad that. Mitzad that he could be killed beforehand, that has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Galus. Yecham Levavo doesn't have anything to do with Chiyuv Galus, and Mimele we could accept his story as far as before he goes to the Ur Miklat. And therefore, the Ritva says it's only afterwards. You can't accept it because afterwards he's going to be Chayiv Misa. Okay, so that was leg one of our journey. And hopefully, Ritzos Hashem Darkenu, we will continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.